to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Chief Justice John Roberts issuing a written statement rebuking President Trump for calling the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against one of his deportation orders. Meantime, more judgments against the Trump administration.
A federal judge has issued a legal blow to the administration and Elon Musk's efforts to shut down USAID, ruling that their shutdown of the foreign aid agency is unconstitutional. And another federal judge is now blocking the president's ban on transgender troops from serving in the military, writing in a scathing decision that the administration failed to explain and justify how their policy would impact military readiness.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. The IDF has renewed airstrikes on Gaza, a top Israeli official telling ABC Hamas is going to continue to be hammered until all of the hostages are released. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will be talking today with President Trump following Trump's discussion with Vladimir Putin on bringing an end to the war. This is ABC News. A man is suing the city of Philadelphia, claiming his father died after EMS workers responded to an emergency call at his home, but left when no one answered the door. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
According to the lawsuit, 57-year-old Roberto Santiago activated a medical alert device. Surveillance video shows EMS workers arriving a short time later, knocking on the wrong door. A neighbor from an upstairs window points them in the right direction. She says the two workers stayed about 5 minutes, but left when no one answered. 8 hours later, Santiago's son found him dead on the floor. EMS teams are facing scrutiny nationwide with staffing shortages since the pandemic.
Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream says CEO David Stever was fired amid a fight over the ice cream brand's political activism. In a court filing, Ben and Jerry's says parent company Unilever wanted him to stop making political statements. Ben and Jerry's touts a progressive, nonpartisan social mission to eliminate human injustice as a part of its company values. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
We are officially under a winter storm warning that began 7 a.m. today and continues to 10 p.m. today. Heavy snow is expected, with total snow accumulations between 4 and 6 inches, with locally higher amounts south of Phillips up to 8 inches. Winds will be gusting at as high as 35 miles per hour. Travel could be very difficult, and the hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning and evening commutes. If you must travel, it is recommended to keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of emergency. For road information, you can call 511 or visit 511wisconsin.gov. Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club at the Phillips Public Library. There is no required reading, and you can chat with others about books and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. While a winter storm hits north, some storms may spark up south. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with more.
Thunderstorms are possible in southwestern areas of Wisconsin on Wednesday morning. Areas from La Crosse to Milwaukee and south are in a marginal risk for them to be severe. Hail and high winds are the main risks, with over a half an inch of rainfall expected too. Plus, power outages are possible as winds gust up to 45 miles per hour. And beware, when the rain flips to snow, streets will quickly become slippery.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to trust and top-notch service, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua delivers. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Now through the end of the month, get 2.9% finance up to 72 months to qualified buyers on select 2025 Chevy Silverados, including the popular 5.3 V8s in stock. Plus, treat yourself to the best service with a state-of-the-art alignment and wheel balance on their brand-new Hunter alignment system. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. Even if we won on Sunday, it doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but We don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it. And I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. This spring, you can help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources manage Green Bay's world-class walleye fishery by reporting tagged fish. Yes, the agency's tag study on Green Bay continues in 2025. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Together with Walleyes for Tomorrow, the Wisconsin DNR has announced the continuation of the Walleye Reward Tag Study in the Bay of Green Bay and its major tributaries. These water bodies support a world-class walleye fishery, allowing anglers to catch walleyes of all sizes, including trophy-sized fish. The popularity of this fishery continues to be a major draw for anglers locally, statewide, and across the Midwest. The DNR began its reward tag study in spring 2024 and will continue implementing it with walleye tagging efforts this spring. The study aims to better understand the fishery and gain estimates of walleye exploitation rates, that is, the percentage of the walleye population that anglers harvest each year. DNR staff will tag up to 5,000 walleyes with yellow tags throughout 5 major spawning areas across Green Bay this spring. For complete details on how to participate, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Green Bay Tag Study. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre.
A boy just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice.
But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect.
not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
You want some man? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had to pick a hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it really best.
Uno, due, tre, quattro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face.
That's great. We can do the better this time, I bet. Hey!
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
So bad,
hey.
It's a nicer place.
Ah,
shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Here we go, another edition of Reality Radio. Another Wednesday has come and gone on this, the 19th day of March. And the snow, if you haven't heard, is moving to our south. We're not going to get the heavy 4, 5, 6, 7 inches that they talked about as recently as yesterday afternoon. That's all moving south, probably Medford south. And up here, we're probably just going to be lucky to get an inch or two of snow. Craig is with us from Bader Sports Center to talk a little turkey hunting and pretty... Visually disappointed that we're not getting a snowstorm, right, Craig?
Yeah. We dodged the bullet.
Yeah, we don't need this snow now. We're not going to be opening up any trails or anything.
No.
So we're good. We don't need it. Let's talk a little turkey. I was traveling over to Hayward yesterday afternoon and evening and almost got a few. Those turkeys are out?
They're out and moving.
Yeah.
Big flocks, too.
Like to nibble those little stones on the side of the road, don't they, for a little digestion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They don't like to move for cars either, so.
Yeah, they have a tendency to linger a little bit, so watch out for those turkeys. But it is, for the hunter, it is turkey season, right?
Right. Unofficially began on Monday with the bonus tags that went on sale. Today they're selling for zone 3, which is down central and southern part of the state. Tomorrow, for the guys that are hunting in the southern part of Price County in zone 4, there are still some permits available and they will go on sale at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. So still a few chances to get out if they want to do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so turkey hunting, all the supplies that you need for that, you guys can help them out, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, going into the local paper tomorrow, we're going to have all of our turkey calls on sale at 20% off through the 29th. We've got diaphragm calls or the mouth calls, the slate calls or pot calls, as they're called, and we've got box calls. So stop in and check out what we got. All 20% off, get you ready for the turkey season. And then the following week, we're going to have all our turkey decoys on sale, 20% off. And if anybody's been in the store, you can see the flock that we have right by the front door.
All right.
So they're all set up. You can see what they look like. Got some really neat ones this year, too.
Yeah, like we had mentioned last week, too, turkeys kind of get a bad rap of kind of being dumb birds, but instinctively and hunting wise, they're a challenge.
Yes, they are. There's a reason people cover themselves head to toe in camouflage, put up a camouflage blind.
Mm-hmm.
Turkeys have very good eyesight and they can actually smell very well too. So
yeah, so you gotta have a good bird call to bring them in, otherwise it'd be kind of tough, right?
Yeah, you know, unlike deer who don't really care when they're in the rut.
Mm-hmm.
Turkeys are a little more cautious.
A little more finicky with that. All right, so the turkey hunting season, everything you need to make that happen is at Bader Sports Center. Check that out. And also we want to give people a little bit of a
heads up here. We have a big store-wide sale coming up here that you were just made aware of recently, right?
Very recently. Yesterday, in fact. Yeah. Okay, starting on April 6th and running through April 12th, we're going to have our first ever spring sale, 30% off everything in the store.
Wow.
Excluding guns, ammo, and the 2024 crossbows. We've got crossbows from 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Excalibur that we will have some models on sale. We do have some things in the store that are green tagged. Those won't have any additional discount. And our Game Hide and Trail Crest clothing will stay at 40% off. And again, that's April 6th through the 12th. And I think what we're going to do also, if you come in and buy a new shotgun or rifle, not a consignment gun that we have down there, we're going to give you a box of ammo for that gun free of charge. Again, April 6th through the 12th.
All right. Now, you just let the cat out of the bag a little bit. They're consignment guns. Is that something you guys do, or
the paperwork to do trade-in on guns has gotten kind of
crazy.
But we will sell guns on a consignment basis for you. We take 15% of what the gun sells for, but we've got some really cool, really well taken care of consignment guns down there. So you can get a good, decent gun at a good price.
And if people are looking for a different gun for the upcoming seasons in the fall and stuff like that, you guys have a good stock, right?
Got all that, too. And, of course, you know, deer season, that's a biggie. But we've got all calibers. Coyote hunters are out right now. So we've got some guns in those calibers for them.
So there's coyote hunting going on now?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Is that a year-long thing, or was it?
On your own property, coyote season, you can shoot them year-round.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really? A lot of people, I don't think, were aware of that.
Otherwise, you just need a small game license if you're out on public land or land that you don't own.
Okay.
You need a small game license.
All right. Very, very interesting. Well, we have the fishing opener coming up. The governor opener is over in Rice Lake. Is it the first Saturday in May? Is that what it is? First Saturday in May. So it's a couple, over a month away, month and a few weeks, but it's getting close here.
Yeah, and our open water fishing stuff, we're starting to put that out now. We got a pretty good size order of stuff. I'm hoping to see it by the end of the week, although I don't know. Hopefully next week then, if not. And we should have all that out on the racks for people to start getting the itch a little harder.
Yeah, even though we had a cold winter, it's hard to believe that. We've had years where is the ice going to be out? You know, we've had those years before.
Well,
but they're looking pretty good right now, I think.
Yeah, right now along the shorelines, and I noticed the river has opened up even in the last week a lot. But along the shorelines of some of the lakes, it's starting to open. So people are going to need boards to get out there. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He was out fishing, and he said about the first 6 inches of ice, when they started drilling the hole, it was coming out in chunks as opposed to the shavings. So, yeah, it might be getting a little iffy out there.
It's probably a sign you're a hardcore ice fisherman if it involves having a canoe with you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, other than tagging along for safety. If you have to canoe to a spot where you're ice fishing, I saw a meme on Facebook the other day. A guy said, sign you're a hardcore ice fisherman, and he was like standing on a 6 by 6 foot floating piece of ice, and that's all he was on out in the middle of the lake.
Well, I have seen guys take little John boats out and actually sit in them ice fishing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, that's getting a little too hardcore.
Kind of ice, but kind of not.
Yeah.
Well, if the fishing's good, you got to do what you can, right?
Right.
So for all that open water stuff, whether people have been doing it for a lot of years or maybe they just want to start this year, maybe they have a young child or something, they want to introduce them to fishing, you cover all the basics there, right?
Right. We've got some little combo kits for kids. I know a lot of the grandparents, when their grandkids come up here, they get a little cheap combo set just so grandkids can fish off the dock. We've got those, and we're getting some rods in for the very serious fisherman as well, plus the reels and the line and everything else. Get you out there.
All right. BaderSportsCenter.com. Keep an eye on that Bader's Facebook page, too, because you
Facebook will have it on, and our website.
All right. Always updates on there, too. So anything you need hunting-wise, it is the Hunter's Mall there, Bader Sports Center, fourth-generation sports store right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. So, it's turned out to be a pretty good spring for people to get around and tromp around in the woods and check things out with the snow cover being gone. It's been pretty friendly out there.
I took the dogs out for a walk the other day, and I got one dog that likes to lay in the water that's forming in the depressions. So it's always kind of fun. But
they want every odor that's there to be on them, don't
exactly
they?
Exactly right.
That is their goal. Even if you wash them afterwards, they want a little bit of it to linger in their nostrils, I think is what they want.
Yeah, I got two knuckleheads, but they're good boys.
That's pretty awesome. So Bader Sports Center, for everything for the outdoors, you got it right there in Phillips. All right, Craig. We hit everything? We good?
I think we're good.
All right. Good to see you. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
All right.
Craig from Bader Sports Center. Birthdays we'll do in just a moment. If you got one, 715-762-3221.
The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show is March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Take in a jam-packed lineup featuring Dan and Andrea with Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill, Robin with her custom arrangements, Missy with MSC Creations, Jen with You Create Studio, and Tracy's Tasty Treats. Don't miss Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce and grab a bag of kettle corn at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, making Phillips great again. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
It is time to head on down to Wheelway and visit with Pete. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I heard the cash grabbing is getting crazy down there, Pete.
A lot of cash we've been giving away, Joel.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing the post on Facebook. And even more importantly than the cash grab, of course, is we're getting people into some good low-mileage vehicles, getting them a good, reliable car, make their quality of life a little bit better, right?
Absolutely. We're all transparent with all our vehicles. We do all the recon. We get them ready. They do a 60-point inspection test. We have a bunch of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or come on down and test drive a vehicle today.
All right. If you're looking for a vehicle, again, wheelwayautos.com. They're all listed on there. You guys can do it all in one shot if they want to, right? Don't burn vacation days running everywhere. You guys can make it all happen in one place.
Hey, work smarter, not harder, right, Joel? We can do everything right here. It's a one-stop shop. If you can't make it down here, go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit app, you can drive one home today, or give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. A lot of deals and money saved with these vehicles. And get in the bank vault and grab a bunch of cash here today.
Cash grab. Wheelway is just a couple miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13. Check them out today at wheelwayautos.com. We will be there tomorrow at Wheelway from 10 to 1. Bringing you more big cash grab news and stuff. We have a benefit going on tomorrow. They were going to do this today, but with the weather the way it was supposed to be, they decided to move it to tomorrow. And this is a fundraiser for the North Lakeland Discovery Center. You may be aware of this. Inspire, discover, connect. They're doing a spaghetti fundraiser. Now, this fundraiser is going to help them to continue keeping their nature center free to our community, and they offer drop-in programs year-round and support for our animal ambassadors. So they're doing this tomorrow, March 20th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The spaghetti dinner includes, of course, spaghetti and meatballs and the bread and all the stuff that goes with it. So tickets are $12. If you get them ahead of time, they're $4.15 if you buy it at the door, $5 for kids 12 and under, and those 3 and under, they're always mooching. Yeah, they're free. Carryouts are available, and they have reusable containers, and you can order in advance and help them to keep their organization going. And I'm going to give you information on the location of this shortly. Hang on. So I need a location. I got everything except the location of it, so I'm going to get that to you here in just a minute. So hold on. That was handed to me kind of fresh yesterday. We have a blood drive. I want you to put this on the calendar. The blood drive for the Park Falls Community Peace Center is going on Wednesday, April 2nd, a couple weeks from today. I know you like to plan ahead. So Wednesday, April 2nd, noon to 5 at the Peace Center right on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. You may want to take in that event. Some smartphone basics. Maybe you got one of those smarty pants phones, those smartphones, and you're wondering how everything works on here. Well, you can learn some of the basics of it. If you have a smartphone and just are not really comfortable with everything it does, Thursday, April 3rd, at the Price County Normal Building in Phillips. This is an introductory, kind of talking about the basics and how things work in your smartphone. The instructor is Kathy Shimkitz. So this community event is sponsored by the Health Alliance of Price County and is open to the public at no charge. And refreshments will be served. That's Thursday, April 3rd, 2 o'clock at the Normal Building in Conference Room A and B. So a nice chance to get caught up on some of the technology. Amaze your kids and grandkids at what you know about your smartphone. We'll get to those birthdays in just a moment. 715-762-3221. If you got one, we're going to talk with Mark Dunner and some of the kids involved in the Cinderella musical at the Shawamigan High School. They will join us a little bit after 9 o'clock here this morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Chief Justice John Roberts issuing a written statement rebuking President Trump for calling the impeachment of a federal judge who ruled against one of his deportation orders. Meantime, more judgments against the Trump administration.
A federal judge has issued a legal blow to the administration and Elon Musk's efforts to shut down USAID, ruling that their shutdown of the foreign aid agency is unconstitutional. And another federal judge is now blocking the president's ban on transgender troops from serving in the military, writing in a scathing decision that the administration failed to explain and justify how their policy would impact military readiness.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. The IDF has renewed airstrikes on Gaza, a top Israeli official telling ABC Hamas is going to continue to be hammered until all of the hostages are released. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he will be talking today with President Trump following Trump's discussion with Vladimir Putin on bringing an end to the war. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Minocqua has been selected as the host site for the International Federation of Sled Dog Sports Dryland World Championships. The sled dog races will be held October 21st through the 28th at the Minocqua Winter Park. And until now, the competitions have been held in more distant locales like Spain, Poland, Canada, Germany, Sweden, and Norway. Once again, this is taking place October 21st through the 28th over at the Monaco Winter Park. Today at 6:45 p.m., it's a book and a cuppa over at the Ogama Public Library. This is a bring-your-own-book club, which means that there is no required reading to join the club. You can just choose a book that loosely fits the month's theme, or just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-cup with you. Once again, this is taking place today at 6:45 p.m. over at the Ogama Public Library. If you thought winter was over, it's not. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with more on the incoming system.
And a significant storm is hitting the state, bringing heavy rain to the south and prompting winter storm warning, where a half of a foot to nearly a foot of snowfall is expected to fall. Paired with winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, whiteout conditions are likely, and so are some power outages, especially as the heavy snow piles up on tree limbs and power lines. And with temperatures hovering in the low 30s, it'll be a wet and slushy type of snow. So shovel in shifts and take breaks while clearing. It's termed heart attack snow from overexertion and cold temperatures causing sudden cardiac arrest.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers land in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team landed in Denver to get ready for tomorrow's game against Montana. In their opening round of the NCAA tournament, head coach Greg Gard on how they looked in practice preparing for March Madness.
The juice we had today in practice, they understand. You turn the page, we learn from it, we know. even if we won on Sunday. It doesn't change, right, what we have to do going forward.
NBA, the Bucks with another loss, 104-93 to Golden State. Milwaukee has struggled on offense now for the past week. Doc Rivers.
It's everything. We're missing shots, too, but we don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it. And I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
NFL, the Packers signed a free agent wide receiver. Mecole Hardman earned 3 Super Bowl rings in his time with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's agreed to a 1-year deal with Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show is March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Take in a jam-packed lineup featuring Dan and Andrea with Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. Robin with her custom arrangements. Missy with MSC Creations. Jen with You Create Studio and Tracy's Tasty Treats. Don't miss Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce and grab a bag of kettle corn at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, making Phillips great again. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
It is time to head on down to Wheelway and visit with Pete. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I heard the cash grabbing is getting crazy down there, Pete.
A lot of cash we've been giving away, Joel.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing the post on Facebook. And even more importantly than the cash grab, of course, is we're getting people into some good low-mileage vehicles, getting them a good, reliable car, make their quality of life a little bit better, right?
Absolutely. We're all transparent with all our vehicles. We do all the recon. We get them ready. They do a 60-point inspection test. We have a bunch of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or come on down and test drive a vehicle today.
All right. If you're looking for a vehicle, again, wheelwayautos.com. They're all listed on there. You guys can do it all in one shot if they want to, right? Don't burn vacation days running everywhere. You guys can make it all happen in one place.
Hey, work smarter, not harder, right, Joel? We can do everything right here. It's a one-stop shop. If you can't make it down here, go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit app, you can drive one home today, or give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. A lot of deals and money saved with these vehicles. And get in the bank vault and grab a bunch of cash here today.
Cash grab. Wheelway is just a couple miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13. Check them out today at wheelwayautos.com. All right, that spaghetti dinner we mentioned earlier is being held at the YCC Lodge, which is the Discovery Center, and their historic YCC Lodge over in Manitouish Waters. If you're listening from over in that area and are interested in that, Greg Gunderson's in studio. Look at this. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Got a few birthdays to share with people here today. Bruce Willis, who's been going through a lot of health issues lately. The one-time bartender and harmonica player. He went on to be a pretty big movie star. And TV, too. He did pretty well in TV. But he's really suffering through some health issues right now. 70, Bruce Willis, today. We've got Glenn Close. I'm going to skip over Harvey Weinstein.
Thank you. I was going to shout. If you said his name, I was going to interrupt you willingly for the first time ever. Be like, ah, forget him.
Yeah, Glenn Close, the one-time star of TV's Damages. Big movie star, 78 for Glenn Close today. We got Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian-Jordanian. He was assassinated, presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, back in 1968. He is still alive. He is 81 today. Moms Mabley, the comedian. First name is Moms, celebrating a birthday today. Loretta Mary Aiken is her real name, and she is a stand-up comedian. Some local birthdays of people who are celebrating include Deanna Hilgard, who celebrated a birthday yesterday, and that's from all of your co-workers there at the Shawamigan School. Happy birthday to you, Deanna Hilgard. We got Lee Tesmer, who was celebrating a birthday, did that yesterday. So happy birthday to you, and Lisa Dahlgren is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday from Caden and Lily and all the family there. They want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. Everybody we mentioned there goes into the cake drawing for a fabulous cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. Well, Dick Verbsky's Disadvantage Adventures is back again for another big year on Saturday, April 5th, the 8th annual indoor fishing event. And I'm going to tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. All right. Gray's being highly distracted here. I only get Gray so many minutes out of the day, so I'm going to have to start being more protective of those.
I'm a busier guy by the week. I asked for it, though. I begged for it, in fact.
Yeah, you kind of did, a little bit. But it's good. Gray is not only doing afternoons on 98Q, but you can hear him on mornings over on Tromix 103.1. If you get tired of the old man playing some whiny country, you can go over there and have a little fun with Gray on Tromix 103.1 weekday morning. So, yeah, having a lot of fun with that, aren't you?
Tiny dose of hip-hop that'll actually admit it's hip-hop instead of pretending it's country music over on Tromix. No, we have a very relaxed, easy time. I get out of the way of the music quickly, talk a little football because I can't help myself. Really, starting my day over there helps me plan the afternoon show on 98Q Country. So if you'd like a peek behind the scenes at what I do in the afternoon, join me in the morning for a different type of music, too. And we'll see if I annoy you awake better than a cup of coffee. It's an option. It's something to try.
And you can also catch Gray Wednesdays at 2 o'clock on the Maggie Dawn Show,
yep,
which is our statewide talk network. And Maggie talks kind of a little up north theme to what you talk about, but you guys cover a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, it's called Your Neck of the Woods, specifically highlighting areas outside of where Maggie is, though we did take a peek at something kind of local to her last week. And I will say I'm on something of a mini hiatus. Maggie is off next week and had a guest today who had to show up during my spot. So I got the boot. But that said, a couple weeks from now, depending on how the April 2nd election shakes out, I should be showing up as no later than April 9th again, regularly on Maggie Dawn every Wednesday.
Oh, your resume will build and there will be no more booting very soon. I guarantee you that.
I have no clout, Joel.
Oh, you got to build that clout up. That's right. It's like a wallet. It's like you get a brand new wallet and it takes months and years to accumulate things in there that wallet is now so big that you can now not live without that wallet.
Well, if it's anything like my actual wallet, I'm in trouble. I'll be booted continually for the rest of my life.
Wallets are different than they used to be. I always like the old Seinfeld episode of George Costanza and the wallet. Just classic, where he just can't close it. It's just so big. He's got so much stuff in there. Well, of course, we're at a time right now where you got to stay mentally healthy. It's tough with all the stuff with social media and everything going on in the world. There's a comedian, Gray, that brings me joy, because he talks about just about being you. Just stop stressing. Just be you. Just live your life and be you. His name is Tom Papa, and I wanted to play this when you were in here because I think this hits home a lot for people to just be you.
You travel the whole country, and everybody is freaking out. Everywhere I go, people are doing deep yoga breaths in the airport. They're downloading meditation apps on their phone, just trying to keep it together. Calm down. You're doing great. You're doing great. I'm telling you, you're doing great. Life isn't perfect. It never was, and it never will be. We all got stuff to deal with. You're doing great. So what? You're fat. Who cares?
He looks so kind saying that.
We're all fat. You're either really fat, kind of fat, or trying not to be fat.
So true.
And you might be a couple
either
of
way,
those.
Either way, fat's coming. That's all right. Don't hate on it. You know why you're fat? Because you're winners. Yeah, first generation, born at the right time, doesn't have to fight for survival. Food always within arm's reach, perfect temperature everywhere you go. Every day wake up in America, it's a perfect 72 and snacky. So yeah, we're going to be a little chubby. Big deal. Don't hate on it. Don't hate on it. Except you. This is it, guys. You're a grown-up. You're an adult. This is what you ended up looking like. Game over.
Game over.
So you don't have the body of an Olympic athlete. Well, you're not an Olympic athlete. You're Don from Sales. You got a fat ass. You wear khakis. You hike them up when you walk. We still like you. So don't tell me what you're quitting. I don't care. I don't care what your low self-esteem decided you should quit this week. I'm quitting meat. I'm quitting gluten. I don't care. You're my friend. You looked awful yesterday. You're going to look a little worse tomorrow.
It is so true. I just love Tom Papa. He is just a comedic genius. He was a writer for years, and not only until recently did he become a stand-up on stage, but he just nails it. I love him so much.
That was a barbed sort of compliment that he was paying us all right there, I think. It hurt. It was kindness, but it hurt.
It is. I mean, when he hits on so many things that are so true, and that our normal everyday lives are so good that we just forget about how good they are. And the things that we stress about and worry about, if you sit down and put them on a list, it's just 9 out of 10 of them are just going to be ridiculous things that you're stressed out about. So you just gotta you just gotta live your life, try to enjoy it.
Once a week, write down the things that are bothering you most that day, and look back a week later, a month later, a year later. You won't believe the small potatoes that you were dealing with back then, mm-hmm. and you'll be kicking yourself in that gentle, appropriate way. Don't dwell on it, but just learn from it that this too shall pass. It's for the bad times and the good times too. It really means you're going to be fine.
I have found ways at our house. My wife actually finds ways at our house when she doesn't want to deal with the reality of the world. We go to the Pluto channel and we turn on either Price is Right or Classic Concentration from back in the 80s, and we just enjoy the stream of ridiculously low budget compact cars that they're giving away on these shows that may or may not have resulted in a crash that significantly injured someone within a year or two after that person winning that car. But I love, there's nothing like a good Ford Fiesta given away on Classic Concentration. It just brings me joy.
Come on down for a screaming metal death trap.
Those cars were horrible. You look at the cars now, I mean, versus back then, and there's no airbags, and there's just nothing. There's maybe an AM radio to just drown out the sound of you screaming as you're heading off the road. I mean, these were bad cars, but back then they were wonderful. And some of the Classic Concentration as a show that my wife and I have been watching a lot lately. I don't know if you remember that one. They put 20 things on the board, and then the first person picks number 1 and number 3. Now they don't match. They close them back up, and you pick number 4 and number 7. That's not the same thing. They close them back up. So it's a memory game, and if they match, then you win. You get that prize, and then behind those revealing of the prizes is a puzzle that you have to put together. And figure out what it is. And at the end, when you win that game and beat the opponent, then you go over and you get to do, like, in 35 seconds, you have to, again, reveal the names of, like, Civic or Honda, and you have to match them up. If you get everything off the board, you win a car, and you're done, and you're out, you're done. No trivia, just absolute 100% the ability to remember. Just remember where stuff is.
It's like a casino encouraging you to count cards. Like, they know there's 13 people out there in the world who are just absolute zingers at this particular activity. And they're making the world gamble on whether they're like that. And everybody likes to think they are, but no, your memory just not that good. I like to think I've got a decent memory. I certainly do for certain types of facts and things that have, you know, events that have occurred to me, but like working immediate quick paced memory for that kind of thing, oh, I'm garbage. Absolute garbage.
Yeah, yeah. So I just showed you a video of kind of the theme of the Classic Concentration. But that game also, I mean, when I was a kid, my brothers and I, we would take a deck of cards. We would take 52 cards and we'd put them face down on the floor. And then we would play our own version of Concentration. You flip over a jack of hearts, and then you flip over a seven of clubs, and you put them back down.
Oh, geez.
And it takes a while, but look at the station wagons and the Jeeps. Oh, we have to have video on this at some point. That's a death trap.
There's the woody-sided station wagon. I'm pretty sure all the headlights on those 8 cars wouldn't amount to one bright blue headlight you get on a Honda Civic these days.
Yeah. And what's ironic about the show, and I made this statement to my wife the other day, as Alex Trebek was saying something to one of the contestants and kind of saying, you know, this is how the game works and stuff, I thought, and he was kind of being silly. And I said to my wife, I said, it's a good thing that Alex Trebek didn't go on to host like really knowledgeable, like full of wisdom game show later in his life. He went on to do Jeopardy. He went from the actual worst brain dead show concentration to Jeopardy, where you have to be obviously highly intelligent.
He became the sommelier of knowledge.
Yeah. And I don't think people who were good at Jeopardy, I don't think any of them were necessarily smart. They just had really good memories. You remembered a lot of stuff.
Some of them are quite smart. There's definitely a lot of overlap there. But no, some people and other game shows, that's especially true. Like, there's a whole documentary about a guy who learned how to game the Price is Right.
Right.
There's every type of person out there, including one who will always forget what they needed on their grocery list, even though it was only two items long, but could knock the socks off of you in Trivial Pursuit. There's every flavor of person out there, every flavor of memory, every flavor of ability.
Yeah, a good grandfather clock, too, on a game show back in the 80s is so nice.
A grandfather clock.
Oh, that used to be like the primo prize.
Tell me about a less relevant prize for a game show to have in 2025 than a grandfather clock.
How about your very own popcorn machine? And what my favorite prize ever on a game show was Price is Right, Bob Barker, back in the 80s. And they say, here's the prize. Here's what you'll be playing for. They reveal the curtain. Your very own hot dog stand.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what? You've just given me a low-paying job is what you did. You just gave me a low-paying job, and I get to go stand on the street for 8 hours a day.
I'm posting it on Facebook Marketplace before you even deliver it to me. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you.
And most of those, a lot of those game shows back in the day were geared toward people who lived in California, who lived in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a mattress and you were from Des Moines, Iowa, I still want to know how that mattress got to Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm picturing someone's Midwestern dreams to move out west and get a hot dog stand. You know, it sounds like some caricature of how life could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a Stepford Wife kind of feel. It's just like life just doesn't actually work that way.
So if you've got Pluto app on your TV, go to Classic Concentration. It's a free app. You can watch. We're watching an episode right now on YouTube.
I'm pretty sure this is pirated, though. The name of this YouTube channel leads me to believe that he doesn't have permission to be posting this content.
Probably not, but it's...
get it while it lasts.
Good. It's good stuff. It's good just if you need something to just shut off the brain, you know, put the phone over there, sit down, watch a half hour episode of Classic Concentration. You'll be shaking your head and smiling at the same time by the time it's all over.
Sounds like listening to 98Q Country.
Well, it's very, very true. All right, Gray, we'll let you go on and do what you need to do, okay?
Thank you kindly.
Whatever it is you do. It's 8:48 here at 98Q in Reality Radio.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's Reality Radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our break in the spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I want to talk all things Shawamigan and musical. Mark Donner and some of the students will join us at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk the YMCA right now. Scott Schultz, who's with the Flambeau River YMCA here, joining us. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Thanks for coming in. It's getting close.
It's getting very close.
Yeah, the letters went up on the building. It caught everybody's attention out there. So
yes.
That was very exciting, I'm sure.
Very exciting. We were the letters on the outside went up last week on Thursday, and then I'll be doing a post later today. Some of the lettering went on the inside yesterday.
All right. Yep. All right. So, again, for those who may not be familiar with what's going on, the YMCA here in Park Falls, the projected opening date, what are we looking at again?
April 16th, right around the corner.
Okay.
Less than a month.
So what will happen that day? What do we foresee on that opening day?
I would foresee a lot of chaos, but okay. controlled chaos in a great way.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m., we'll be opening the doors, and our members then will, folks that have already pre-enrolled for our charter membership, they'll be just able to scan in and go straight into their workouts or start, you know, grab a cup of coffee and hang out, whatever they feel like doing that morning. And then we'll be, if you're just signing up that day, we'll be able to start processing enrollments that morning for folks. And I know we have a lot of folks that have reached out wanting to do the 24/7 membership and get that fob. And anybody who wants to do that can pick those up that day, because that's when the fob will actually be turned on for access 24/7.
All right, so people will be able to go in any time of the day and do their workout, do their exercise, right?
Absolutely.
That's a great asset to have for our community. We had touched on this, I think, last month a little bit, that people should really think about checking with their insurance, right? Because a lot of people's insurance do provide some options for coverage of this.
Especially seniors. About 80% of seniors have coverage already through their insurance at home. And so I have those here listed. So if you have Security Health, United Healthcare, AARP United Healthcare, Network Health, Aspirus, Moda Health, Molina Health, Physicians Mutual, or WellCare by Allwell, your insurance is likely, or your membership is very likely paid for by your insurance carrier.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't have to pay anything for your insurance out of pocket or your membership out of pocket. That's already provided. You just have to fill out the paperwork with our staff.
Yeah. And, you know, even if they're unsure of how they'll utilize the why not get signed up and make it available to you? You're out for a walk or whatever, you can swing in there, and you never know what service you may find that will become a part of your routine.
Exactly. And even if you're interested in just playing board games and having a cup of coffee with some friends, it's a great place to do it. We have our gathering place room. It's the former SEP office. It looks completely transformed from what it used to be, and it's going to be a place where folks can gather, play games, hang out, and we'll be hosting a lot of different events in there. And so if you're interested in just learning more, give us a call, give us an email, and we'll be able to help you out.
Of course, daycare is a big part of the YMCA. So how is that going to be transitioned? Right now there's an after-school program that's at the Shawamigan School. So how is that transition going to go from what's going on now into the YMCA facility?
Yeah, so the after-school program at Shawamigan will be staying where it is. And that program, Amy Weinberger's done a tremendous job of growing it, especially this last year. It's really cool to see that program grow to what it is today. And then the daycare at the Y, that's opening up. We have July circled for that. Right now, we've already hired our child care coordinator, Hannah Litwaitis. She's just started this week on Monday. And right now, she's working on some of those, the forms, and working on the pieces that go into that daycare so we can apply for our licensing with the state of Wisconsin.
All right, because the daycare is going on right now, right? Currently? Or in transitioning to the Y, is that right?
No. So the Shawamigan daycare, they had closed up last summer, I believe.
Okay.
It was.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we've been working with them quite a bit on the model and trying to get
sure.
the pieces into there.
Sure. Yep. Okay. All right. So I just want to make it clear, because the after school will continue
yeah.
as normal, but why focusing on the daycare during the actual day and work hour kind of
thing.
Right,
okay. And we're looking at 7 to 5 for our daycare.
Okay. Yep. All right, very good. And if people want any questions on that, get on the waiting list, where would be a good place to go for them?
Reach out to me directly, and we'll get you on the waiting list right away. Right now, we're already filling up some of those classrooms, so if you're projected to have a baby here in the next year and you want to get on the list, now is the time to do it. Best number to reach us is at 715-650-9622.
Okay. Now, you had offices over at the credit union, right?
Correct.
Well, I'm assuming that'll transition then to the Y here soon?
Yep. We've already started actually moving some of our stuff over. So starting yesterday, we started moving some things over, and then starting April 4th, we'll be there full-time.
Okay.
So if anybody signs up for a membership on April 4th, we'll do it right at the Y, and you can get a tour and see what we'll be having in there.
All right. And talk a little bit about some of the classes and stuff. I'm kind of delving like yoga and whatever else, other classes that you have, and how you foresee those starting and kind of the progression of that part of it.
Sure. So we'll have for sure on site right away, we're going to have cycling, yoga, and HIIT classes, the high intensity interval training. I plan to teach that one myself. So if anybody likes a really good workout, that'll be my class.
Nice.
And then we'll also be doing some live streaming directly from Rhinelander. So even if there's a class that we think that a lot of people would like, especially our active older adults, if there's a class that we think that they would really like and benefit from, if we don't have an instructor for it, we can still offer it because we have two big TVs in the group exercise room.
Nice.
And we're going to live stream that class directly from Rhinelander.
And you're just following along and you're a part of it remotely.
Yep, that's all that it is. And so you're still a part of the class and still doing it. And then hopefully that sparks somebody in the classroom to say, hey, I would like to teach something like this.
Yeah.
And then we can bring them in on as an instructor.
And I'm sure that
vice versa.
I'm sure that part of it will continue to just you'll fill the needs of what was needed. Someone comes forth with an idea and you'll just kind of roll into whatever it becomes, right?
And that's exactly it. And that's how our youth dance program started and youth soccer classes. That all started because people came to us with an idea of what they wanted. And we heard it from a few people. And then it's like, all right, well, let's give it a shot and see what happens. And they both took off. And I foresee the same thing with programs at the Y.
All right. So coming in April, we're very excited, of course. We're just... what are we, 3 weeks away or so? Something like that?
I think it's like 29 days.
29 days,
so
just under a month out from the Y being opened up. Very exciting, very exciting. And they can always follow it on Facebook, kind of just for the general information and stuff like that, right?
Yep, follow us on Facebook for all information. I post everything that we're doing directly onto there. The week before we open, we're going to post our group exercise schedule on what that'll look like. Starting next week on Wednesday, you're going to see a lot of Facebook Lives and posts from me because Wednesday through Monday the following week, all of our equipment comes in, all of our furniture comes in, and so we'll be live streaming all of that installation so people can really see what that's going to look like and get a really good visual of it.
All right. And you might want to get in early for any class that Nancy Demlow leads because there's going to be a waiting list on those, I think.
I would assume. Nancy's fantastic.
Yeah, she just talked to her last week a little bit. She's very excited about her role at the YMCA.
I just saw her yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about classes already as well.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, very good. We're very excited. Next time we talk to you, we will be just a few short days, I think, away from the actual opening of the Y. So
that's right.
Very exciting. Anything else we missed, Scott, that you want to mention? Or
I think that's it. Other than if you're interested in signing up for a charter membership or you're interested in learning a little bit more, give us a call at 715-650-9622, and we'll be happy to help.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Joel.
Scott Schultz with the Flambeau River YMCA joining us. He joins us once a month to talk a little bit about what's going on at our local Y.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Q Country.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Bader Sports Center is excited to be part of the 2025 Phillips Home Sport and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at Phillips High School. Stop by the booth and check out some great deals on lacrosse and Danner footwear, Nebo